Proclamation number 8081, dated the January 17th, 1962. Forerunner. Visible appearance. The time is fulfilled. People on Earth will not change anymore. There is no further spiritual progress. Only individual people will still find me, since they are determined to fulfill the purpose of their earthly life. Whatever can still be done on my part in order to increase the number of the latter will truly be done, and my love will also find ways and means to touch the hearts of a few, so that they will open themselves without inner resistance and accept my word. Yet they are not many, and thus it can be said, the time is fulfilled. For humanity's low spiritual level determines the end itself, and this truly has descended to a point where a transformation of humanity is out of the question. My adversary reigns over the spiritual essence which takes the lost path across Earth as a human being, and in an entirely negative sense influences those who are enslaved by him and comply with his will. Hence they have made their final decision of will already and have chosen the kingdom of darkness again. They will return to matter again, which enslaved them on Earth and from which they can no longer detach themselves. And matter will receive the soul once more. However, until the end I will still offer people the opportunity to turn towards their God and Creator, for the steadfastness of my own might yet changed their mind and let them ask questions which I myself would certainly answer, because I want to spare these individual souls a renewed banishment, a repeated process through the creations of the new earth. And my spirit will so evidently be with my own that even the disbelievers would begin to wonder. I will reveal myself to them through the visible help that I will grant to my own, and the disbelievers would be able to believe if they wanted to release themselves from my adversary who keeps them enchained. For I will seize even the faintest thought they might have about me and never let go of them again, because I will let myself be found even in the last hour wherever there is the will to experience me. My own, however, will recognize how the adversary keeps their fellow human beings enchained. My own will be subject to his onslaughts as well, yet my strength will clearly be at their disposal, for I myself will help them in the battle and they will emerge victoriously. For truly, my strength is stronger than his, and he will flee from the light you shine on him because he recognizes me myself therein. And in order for my own to remain strong, they will receive active help. I myself will be with them in the word. I will send them bearers of light which will radiate so brightly that they will dispel all shadows and also repel the enemies intending to oppress my own. I will delight people with my presence and fortify them in their resistance against the enemy. And individual people will be able to behold me and draw tremendous strength from this and also transmit this strength to their brothers. And then you will hear of the one who shall announce my arrival, who will appear again as the voice in the wilderness and whose light will shine for all of you, and you will recognize him as my forerunner at the time of the end. I won't abandon you, who want to be and remain my own, in your physical and spiritual hardship. You are truly not alone and forsaken, even if it worldly seems like that to you. I myself am with you, and you will also sense my presence and have unwavering faith in me and my arrival on the day of judgment. And for the sake of my own I will shorten the days so that they will persevere until the end. For there will be no spiritual change on this earth anymore. Yet a spiritual turning point will have to come. The earth will have to be of service again for the spirit's higher development. And the spirits, having failed their last test of will, must be bound again. Amen.